fourth week.
An ordinance amending Chapter 27 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by amending regulations for construction of retaining walls.
Howard, you're up.
Good evening. Excuse my slouch, but my mouth's up here and the mic's down there, so. This is the second reading of the ordinance that this board asked Community Development to develop for additional allowances and restrictions both on the construction of wing walls in single-family districts. Since the first reading, some discussion between council members and staff has revolved around a couple of changes. All of them are in letter C and D. I'll go through them individually. The first change is to letter C2, which discusses minimum yard building setbacks. We added the word...
Howard, can you hold on just a minute?
Sure, yeah.
Everybody got a copy of that?
The original one's in our packet.
Yeah, right. We're starting with the one in the book, right?
I'm actually referencing the one that we've constructed up until and including a couple of hours before the meeting.
Yeah.
Got a handwritten note that reads CM short revision.
I'd just assume that be an amendment since we...
Okay.
Since what we published to the world and what we had in our packets was a little... I mean, again, I may be supportive of Councilman Shortle's amendment, but...
What was published previously and what was discussed at the first hearing are the same.
Okay.
All the information that was put forward has been the same information. There were no amendments made to this since the previous reading up until this afternoon.
So, the document as it was published, what does it say about wing walls extending into setback lines?
It allows wing walls to be extended into setback line. That portion of the structure, which is not inhabitable, the wall itself, can extend for a distance not to exceed 10 feet into a required front yard or a rear yard, and it allows the wing wall to extend to a point no closer than 5 feet to any side property line.
Okay, thanks.
Irrespective of the setback for the side yard.
And so that's, okay. And I think we're going to get an amendment on that, but I just wanted to know where what the starting point was.
Would you cover the guardrail on your original one also?
Yes, sir. Certainly. The idea is that there shall be a guardrail placed atop these walls with a minimum height of 36 inches, composed of three separate rails. The guardrails, minimum of 36 inches high, placed atop wing walls that exceed 30 inches above an adjacent grade. Anytime the wall exceeds 30 inches, you need to have a 3-foot railing on top of that to prevent falls.
Okay, any questions for Howard? Okay, do I hear a motion?
I'll move we adopt.
I move we adopt it.
I'll second.
And he moves, Councilman Ross moves that we adopt the resolution. Councilman Wittgenstein seconds. Discussion? I would like to offer an amendment. The amendment is in item C2. And we'll, Sharon, we'll get your copy of this.
Thank you.
And item C2. Will read the minimum yard building setback notwithstanding when affixed to a single family residence structure, a wing wall may project into the required front yard setback and rear yard setback for distance not to exceed 10 feet. Period. Here's the change. Zoning Board of Appeals may grant a variance request into the side yard setback to a point not closer than 5 feet from any side lot line. C3. Guardrails shall be a minimum of 36 inches, that was the original, but a maximum of 48 inches. And three separate rail systems of approved design by the city manager or his designee shall be placed atop any wing wall exceeding 30 inches above the grade. Those are the two changes in my motion.
Can I suggest, well,
I want to second Danny's motion, just to build this discussion.
Okay, let me start out the discussion, and you, Robert, you're okay. I just, you know, when you take a look at this, and
time. Hurry up and vote.
The whole idea here is to take a good look at this and provide some standards from both sides. That I understand this is a very sensitive issue, but and we also protect the homeowners to the extent and protect the builders. We're not worried about some of the quality builders that we have. We're probably worried about the guy that comes into town and, as I said earlier today, buys a hammer at Walmart and becomes a carpenter. And the backyard and the front yard setback, 10 feet into that, still allows a considerable amount to the lot line, 30 feet in the front and 30 feet in the back, 25 to the front. So anything beyond that would have to require a variance. On the side is where it's critical, because if you're the house next to it, and I went out and looked at my house, and by the way, my house is 10 foot from my neighbor's lot line. I think that's more critical. I think it's more in the view of you as the neighbor. And I think that is where we need more control, where before anyone could have built right up to the 5 feet line, now they have to have a variance to do that. The guardrails can be a matter of unsightliness, if you will. They are a safety item required by the International Code. Howard, is that correct?
That's correct. They're required anywhere adjacent to pedestrian areas.
Okay. So, at a minimum of 36 inches, we have that. As a safeguard for someone who would come in and say, well, I'm going to build mine up to 8 feet, so your neighbor would have to look at that. We put the 48-inch safeguard in there. And the three separate rail system is a system that is difficult to explain, but it's in there. There are pictures of it depicted. And it would have to be approved and signed by the city manager or his designee, which just prevents somebody from building an albatross next to a neighbor. That is the reason for those two changes.
Can we do public comment? Since we have an amendment.
We can do that. We can discuss it first, so we can have public comment. Why don't we just do public comment? Without objection from the council, we'll go into public comment. Is there any objection from the council? Okay. All those that are in favor of the motion, and I guess as amended, please step to the podium.
Okay.
Mr. Grant?
Perpetrated at this thing from the very start. In talking about this amendment, I really have no problems with the amendment whatsoever. It makes it a little bit tougher, but it's not a hardship. So I feel simply this bill is my need.
Thank you. Anybody else would like to speak in favor of the motion as amended? Okay, seeing none, anyone who would like to speak opposed to the motion as amended? Seeing none, without objection from the council, we'll close public comment. There's no objection, so public comment is closed. Howard's back up. Does anybody have any questions for Howard as we discuss the motion as amended?
I'd like to make one suggestion for a change in your amendment. And that is, I'd like to suggest that we take the city manager or designee and change that to Director of Community Development or designee. I'm not sure that the city manager's this is a departmental issue, and it just seems it seems more appropriate to have Jennifer or someone in Jennifer's department make that call.
I see your point. That was put in there today, first I questioned it, but then, the city manager or the designee, which would be community development, so that's why I didn't think that it needed changing, because in general, I think, and you can correct me, but I think in general, a comment like this would usually be the city manager or designee, because the city manager is the person who oversees everything, but that's why I didn't change it, but I don't have a hard time with that either.
No, I'll suggest the change, and we can let the council vote yea or nay on it, hopefully quickly.
Okay, you're
proposing
an amendment?
Amendment to your amendment.
Amendment to the amendment that we take city manager out and put...
Director of Community Development.
Director of Community Development. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, the motion has been made and second. Any discussion? We've got another motion that's an amendment, so we're going to open the floor to public comment. I would presume we should have to do that. Any objections? We will open the floor to public comment. There is none. Anyone who wants to speak in favor of the amendment to the amendment, to scratch the word city manager and put development director of community development? Seeing none, anyone wants to speak opposed? I want to go home. Okay, with no objections to the council, we will close public comment. And John?
Howard, we have a staff report. You stated that you reviewed these amendments, and is there a staff report as per the amendments that were given to you today?
No, sir.
Okay.
Okay, we will vote originally on the amendment as amended, that we scratch out the words city manager and put director of community development. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Say nay. Okay, now we will vote on the amendment to the original motion, which, does anyone need that re-read? As amended, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. The ayes have it 6-0. Now we'll vote on the original motion as amended. That we accept this report as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion passes 6-0.
Sharon, if you need a copy of that, we have a... Jeff, you got one.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on.